In studio with us, we have a Professor Chris Scott, who is the head of helminthology department at Rutgers, and Mika Ying, a patient at Rutgers. The two are here to talk about helminthology at first ever World Day, World Young Helminthology Disease Day. In order to bring awareness to this day, Professor Scott, along with a group of other people, hiked up Table Mountain. One of the hikers was Lynn King, and she is going to join us in studio now as well. Welcome, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.
Please tell the listeners more about yourselves.
So I'm Chris Scott. I'm a pediatrician here at the Red Cross, and I've been here for more than 15 years, I guess. And I look after children with arthritis, and so I'm a pediatric rheumatologist. Next is Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika. I'm 9 years old, and I have juvenile idiopathic arthritis.
Well then, Mika. I am Lynn G, and I currently hike up Table Mountain. I have a challenge. It's 67 times for Mandela. That's the number of years Mandela fought for freedom, and within 43 days. So that's the India Fenster route that we took on World Day.
Mika, can you please tell us more about your condition?
Well, maybe I'll start. So Mika said she's got juvenile idiopathic arthritis. And tell us when you came to hospital the first time, Mika, and what it means to have arthritis. Are you having a blank moment?
My joints were stiff and I was feeling sore and I couldn't move, and my mommy and daddy had to pick me up and I couldn't go to school, and it was just sore.
Which joints were bothering you so much?
My shoulder, my neck, and my knee.
Professor Scott, what is rheumatology?
So rheumatology is a word that refers to diseases of the joints. So anything with ology in it usually means it's the study of something. So neurology would be the study of brains, nephrology would be the study of kidneys, and rheumatology is the study of things that affect the joints and the connective tissue system in the body.
Len, please tell us more about your love of hiking.
Gosh, it's almost like I can't explain it. I do really love being outdoors. It's nature. There's so much energy around, and it's absorbing that energy and the connection to nature. And also with hiking, you meet a lot of wonderful people along the way that share a similar interest and that are interested in doing good and are aware of what is happening. So it's creating awareness as well throughout that. Mm.
What treatment do you come for at Rutgers, Mika?
So Mika visits us at the rheumatology clinic, and then she gets an injection, I think, that she takes, and some tablets. Do you want to tell us what those are called?
Methotrexate.
Methotrexate is one of the tablets, injections, that we use to treat children with arthritis. Mika's also previously had other things, like injections into her joints and so on. Can you tell us about that? Can you remember that happening? She doesn't remember.
Professor Scott, what is the importance of World Day?
So around the world, pediatric rheumatologists are aware that doctors generally and people don't really know that children get the kinds of conditions that we specialize in or that we work with. So we know that people aren't very aware that children like Mika can get arthritis. And so often children with arthritis or other diseases like that tend to go a long time before they are diagnosed. So the World Day was just to make people aware around the world that children do get these kinds of conditions, because when I say arthritis to most people, they say, well, that's something that only happens in older people. And we just wanted to make the point that it absolutely isn't like that. That children even younger than Mika can start having arthritis, and that it's a much bigger problem than people realize. And that there are too few pediatric rheumatologists, certainly in South Africa and Africa, to be able to look after all the children who have these problems.
Len, what was it like to hike on Table Mountain?
So hiking up with the fellow on Word Day was absolutely amazing. Again, learning about becoming aware that children also get arthritis is something that we really, like Chris said earlier, we don't think about it. We think that arthritis is something that old people get with age. And then you see all of these young children, and they are alive, and they are living with this dis-ease, and they are coping just fine because they have found a means of coping with it by getting treatment. And if more people were aware, they wouldn't have to wake up in the morning and feel like they can't get up. And that still happens, but at least they found a solution. So the hike was brilliant. There were we were a variety of people, and lots of the parents, or some of the parents also came with, that have children that are 2 years old that are already living with arthritis. So it was great.
How common is arthritis in children?
So it's about 1 in 1,000 children who develop arthritis. Some studies say as many as 4 per 1,000 children. So that's about as common as epilepsy or diabetes and things that the people know children get very much. But the reason people don't realize it's as common in children is because children can often suffer for a very long time, but suffer quietly, because the signs and symptoms are sometimes difficult for children to realize what's going on, and for their families and for many doctors.
Professor Scott, I believe you hike up Table Mountain with a suit. Why did you do that?
You know, I keep being asked this question. I'm not really 100% sure. I think it just came to me as an idea to make it somewhat more difficult to climb the mountain, to add a little level of discomfort, to show that we really mean to do something that's hard in order to stand with people with arthritis and children with arthritis, and to maybe symbolize some of the discomfort that someone with arthritis would have going up the mountain. As it turns out, the suit is actually a very fine piece of clothing, and you can definitely hike up a mountain, and I recommend it highly to everybody. It actually wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually quite comfortable.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, just that it was a real privilege hiking up with the team that hiked up. We had many people hiking up, and the Arthritis Foundation did a really great job in organizing everything. It was wonderful to meet Lynn and the many causes that she's working on, and maybe she can have a quick moment to tell you about those. And then it's just such a privilege to be able to help children like Miko, who's such a superstar. She's been a little quiet today, but she's a really brave young girl, and she's been through a tremendous amount. And you'll hear more about her in the future. She's a really wonderful kid. And the whole clinic is full of wonderful kids, which is great. So maybe Lynn can just tell you for 2 seconds about why she's climbing the mountain 67 times.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's just about creating awareness, in particular, and giving people a voice to speak. We are all speaking here and voicing and creating awareness in that way. And there's so many people that want to have a voice, but they think that they don't have one. And also maybe they can't afford to get the training to get the voice. So I work with an organization called Toastmasters, and they're an international NPO. So you still have to, there's a price to pay to be a member. And many people in South Africa can't necessarily afford the membership. So I'm hoping to collect funds and at least donate or sponsor 67 people for a membership. And then the other cause is Braveheart. It's a new foundation, and it's for or against bullying. So it's for bullies and the people being bullied, and just that there's help out there. Again, exactly with the Arthritis Foundation, it's creating awareness that there is help out there and that there is hope out there. And the third cause is giving the mountain a voice, because there is a lot of littering, and it's really unacceptable to treat the mountain with such a lack of respect, and just creating awareness around that. People don't know what they're doing.
Okay, so thank you so much for spending time with us today and informing us about rheumatology and arthritis. So I hope you enjoy the interview.
Thanks you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.